Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Just in obedience to what the Holy Spirit says. I'm going to lay my hands on both of you, then I want you to help me. Father, in Jesus' name, you know the walk of the Spirit already. Oh, but there's coming a deeper place and a deeper walk in the Spirit, says the Spirit of grace. Oh, a deeper place of seeing and a deeper place of knowing. A freer flow of the gifts of the Spirit. A freer flow of the Spirit of seeing and knowing. Oh, yes, the revelation gifts. Oh, the gifts that reveal and the gifts that say something. And even the power gifts coming into operation and manifestation in a greater measure and greater ways than you've ever had before. And so, as a point of contact and release, I lay hands upon you in the Spirit. And I release you into this new place in the Spirit to walk in this new place unhindered, untethered by anything that would hold you back from the things that the Lord desires to get over to you in this season and this time. Oh, step on in. Yes, yes, you've been in, but step on into this greater place. Oh, makarete suramanta, because it's there for yours. It's there for your taking. It's there for you even right now. So be released into it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now come help me, both of you. Hokare pasuramanta, baby. Kobabiri pasuramate. Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. He has anointed me. I release you. I release you. Let's go, guys. I release you in the Spirit to walk into this place, to walk into this new place. Oh, heed the call of God. Heed the call of the Spirit. Shut out everything else, all other voices, oh, but the Spirit of God. And he will show you things. He'll show you things to come. He'll show you things to come. Be released into that. As a point of contact, as a point of release, I release you. I release you in the Spirit. I release you in the Spirit. Walk into this new place. Walk into this new place and you'll see, oh, it's not as spooky. It's not as hard. It's not as difficult as you may think. Oh, but the Lord will show you things. He'll give you dreams, spiritual dreams, and he'll give you visions. Oh, and then he'll show you what you need to do in order for that to come to pass. And what you can pray and what you must say, says the Spirit of God. So listen what he says and say what he says. In Jesus' name, we step over into the realm of the Spirit, into this greater place. Be released into this place today, into a greater flow. Oh, that the Spirit of seeing and the Spirit of knowing. That the gifts of the Spirit would flow unhindered. And the things that he shows, the things that he reveals, then you begin to speak what he says. You begin to declare, and then don't ever let anything come out of your mouth that is contrary to those things, says the Spirit of God. Be released into this place. Be released into this place. Be released into this place in the Spirit. Oh, as one, as hand in hand together with the Spirit of grace, as hand in hand together as husband and wife. Oh, the Spirit of seeing and the Spirit of knowing. Oh, and then begin to hook your mouth up with his words and declare his words, declare his will. That the expression of the Spirit, that the expression of love might flow through you. Oh, the dreams and the visions, the dreams and the visions. Quiet in your heart, quiet in your mind. Oh, for the Lord's got some things that he's going to show to you. Oh, things that only the Spirit of God knows and that the Spirit of God will reveal even for family members. Even for family members. That he wants you to pray and he wants you to say so that his will come to pass in their lives. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. A greater flow into this new place. Be released. Be released in the name of Jesus. Be released in Jesus' name. Be released. Be released. Be released. Into this place in the Spirit to see and know the Father's will and the Father's plan for your life. Lead, guide, and direct your steps by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. Oh, where the supernatural becomes natural to you. The supernatural becomes natural. Just as natural as the natural. Oh, makasul tiki shama. And allow what he shows and allow what he reveals to you to be spoken and to come out of your mouth. The dreams and the visions and the things that he shows you in the spirit. Oh, can he show me? Oh, he can show you, and he can show you that, and he can show you much more beyond that. Oh, how can he? Oh, it's because he loves you, and he has identified himself with you, and you are identified with him. And because you're identified with him, he's in you, you're in him, you're one. Then he looks beyond the things that are natural limitations, and he sees only the will of his spirit, his holy, divine will. Be released into this new place in the spirit. Be released into it. Lord, teach her, show her, reveal to her her place and how to walk it out in the name of Jesus. Be released into that. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. A new season and a new release. A new season and a new release. O sotare boshi bondo kobapa pato kusobede mora pampo koso mambo pai. Oh, that the spirit of seeing, that the spirit of knowing. Oh, don't dismiss any of these things, but take it. Take it before the Spirit. Take it before the Word. And take it before the Lord in prayer. And then begin to ask and to seek his counsel. And he'll give you his counsel. And then follow his counsel. And he'll guide you in every affair. Both family-wise and even financially. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Learn to see. And what you see, he'll reveal. Then you can exercise spiritual authority. And you can exercise faith. And you can take an authority even over demon spirits. Not just shooting here and there. No, but because you see. And because you hear. Then you can be more effective. Instead of just being a shotgun, the Lord wants to use you as a sniper's rifle. I hear that in the spirit. As a sniper's rifle. Where you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, then you'll take something and you'll shoot it. Oh, what would seem like would be a long distance. Oh, but it will be effective. One shot. One kill in the name of Jesus. I declare that over you, spiritually speaking. Or you'll stop the enemy right in his tracks. Be released into that. Be released into that. And that doesn't just go for him. That goes for you. Because you're one in this covenant. And in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As a sniper. As a sniper. The things that are revealed in the spirit. Oh, begin to open up. The clouds. The clouds. The clouds that have covered and concealed. No longer. Ha shomakareme neke sidi belto shumete. In Jesus' name. So that the will of God will come to pass. That the plan of God will come to pass. That's what it's all about anyway. Is the will of God. And the plan of God. It's not even about our will. It's about his will. And you too, he'll take over. Into that place in the spirit. In Jesus' name. Oh, Makishe. Be released. Be released into this place in the spirit. Be released into this new place, higher and higher and higher. Oh, by the Spirit of God, that the Spirit of seeing and knowing would manifest and work through you. And the Lord would begin to reveal things to you by His Spirit. And that which you see and that which you hear, even what we would look at in the natural as a quiet, small, timid voice. No. It's bold. It's bold. And then the words you speak and the words you declare, oh, they come to pass because they carry much weight with heaven, says the Spirit of God. They carry much weight. Osite. And you too, in the name of Jesus, you too, you too, you too, ha! Go and enter in. Walk into this place. Yeah, you've seen things. Yeah, you've heard things. Yeah, but there's much more. That the Spirit of God will show you. That the Spirit of seeing and that the Spirit of knowing, the revelation gifts, oh, makare baso, damando kosha, will flow freer And the things that he reveals and the things that he shows that you handle skillfully. Yes. Skillfully. Yes. In the spirit. Yes. And you hold them up there. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That the will of God may come to pass, because that's what it's all about, is the will of God. That's what it's about, is the will of God. Seeing the will of God. Hearing the will of God. Seeing the plan of God. Oh, that the things that are happening physically are a result of things that we've allowed or not allowed spiritually. There are some things that you've allowed because you haven't known, says the Spirit of God. But I'll show you how to change the course. I'll show you how to stop those things in their tracks. I'll show you a better way. And those things, now you can, you can disallow them and not allow them to go any further. No, you've come this far, but I'm putting my foot down. You'll not go any further in the name of Jesus. So in Jesus' name, as a point of contact and release, I release you into this place in the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing, that everything must line up with the will and the plan and the purpose of God, including your physical body. Be healed in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, every bit, every cell, every fiber of your being, line up with the plan, with the will of God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's your inheritance. That's your right into this new place. Be released in the spirit. Be released into this new flow, this new place. Oh, recognize the season. Recognize the time. And recognize and learn to discern. The discerning of spirits. Not just the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, but the discerning of spirits. Operation and manifestation. Come into pass in the name of Jesus. Into this greater place, into this greater flow. As we step over and align ourselves in agreement, Father, with your plan and your will to see things and to know things. See things that we can't see naturally. To know things that are beyond natural knowledge, but are revealed by your Spirit. To hear things, Father. To see things, to hear things, to see things, and to hear things. And Father, and he'll be a good steward of those things that you reveal, those things that you say. And Lord, he'll hook his mind up with your mind, and he'll hook his words up with your words. And Father, you speak to him even in the nighttime hours as he quietens his heart and as he quietens his mind, the dreams and the visions. The dreams and the visions. Oh, the dreams and the visions. The dreams and the visions. I keep getting that in my spirit. The dreams and the visions. The dreams and the visions. The dreams and the visions. In the name of Jesus, we lay hands. Father, thank you for this new place in the Spirit, for this greater place, this greater place in the Spirit with you. Father, of seeing things from your perspective and seeing things from the finished work of the cross. Oh, we identify with that. We identify with that. So in the name of Jesus, even dreams and visions, revelations by your Spirit, the Spirit of seeing and the Spirit of knowing. Oh, and that which you see and that which you know, oh, your words carry much authority and weight. Not just naturally, but they'll carry, that weight that they carry will come out of the Spirit and it will affect and change things naturally. You speak what I tell you to speak. You declare what I tell you to declare. And I'll see to it that those words never fall to the ground, but they produce that which they are sent to produce in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oso de mente. Greater excursions. Greater excursions. Greater walks in the Spirit. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Maso de baba koshumando kushimite fape. Ota de barotiste ne mente. like a watchman on the wall, peering out, looking over the valley. Seeing that which needs to be seen, and hearing that which needs to be heard. And Father, directing what needs to be directed, the traffic of the Spirit, the spiritual traffic, where then the angels are then released and put on assignment. Oh, those warriors with the flaming swords. Those warriors with the flaming swords. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Step over into this place. Step over into this place. Step over. It's okay. We don't have to be in a hurry. We don't have to be in a hurry, do we? No, because we're in the Spirit. Where eternal things carry the most weight and power. Right? Right? All right. So here we go. As a point of contact and release. That the Spirit of seeing and knowing would flow through you freer and clearer than ever before. This new place in the Spirit, this new season. Yes, you be bold in the Spirit. And then you be bold with what He shows you spiritually. And you open up your mouth and you begin to declare it. You begin to declare it. Yes, you declare it privately, but then you declare it publicly. You declare it amongst your family. You declare it on the workplace. You declare it where I tell you to declare it. And those words that you declare, they will be established. They will come to pass. And we will see that the will of God comes to pass, heaven upon earth. And Father, I thank you. As they lend their hearts and as they lend their ears. Father, there's an anointing. There's an anointing that rests upon that. The empowering of the Holy Ghost to affect things and to change things and to rearrange things in the name of Jesus. You do it as a watchman, as a watchman, as a watchman on the wall. As a watchman on the wall. As a watchman on the wall, be released into this new place. Be released into this new place. As a point of contact and release. Oh, this place in the Spirit. This place where two worlds collide. Oh, the collision that's going to take place. Oh, that's where you hold it. And that's where you speak it, and that's where you declare it. Because that's what we want, and that's what we'll have. Yeah? That's what we'll have. That's what we'll have. And you need to say that. That's what we'll have. We will have the will of God. We'll accept nothing less than the will of God. That's what we have. How could He show me these things? How could he reveal these things to me? Oh, you are far more spiritual than you see. You are far more spiritual than you know. But be released into these places in the Spirit. And He'll show you things, not me. That's the Spirit of God. Oh, yeah, it's by my Spirit. I'll lead you, and I'll guide you, and I'll take you into this new place. It's not mystical. It's not spooky, but it's only by my Spirit. And you'll see it, and you'll recognize it, and you'll know it, says the Spirit of God. And what He shows, you speak and you declare out. You speak and you declare out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And you too. Be released into this place, Father, in obedience to what your Spirit said. Be released into this place. Be released, be released, be released. Oh, my shopaki amando ho fasida makasute, amaki amando costo takai standinete. Eh, bebasi rabanto costo takasindete. Thank you, Father. And you too. And you too. And you too. It's a spiritual thing. Don't ever forget that. And don't allow natural things to pull you out and pull you away from spiritual things. That's where your real life is hidden with Christ and God. And that's who you really are, right there in the Spirit. And so don't forget that, and don't take your eyes off that. Set your mind on the realities of heaven, the realities of the Spirit. And they'll become more real to you than anything that you've seen and hear and done and experienced naturally. And He'll take you places. He'll take you places. Listen to Him. Spend time with Him. Oh, spend time with Him. and cultivate that in the Spirit. And then that which he shows and that which he reveals, you speak out under the inspiration and direction of the Holy Spirit and see those words come to pass. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You all right? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Signed, sealed, and delivered, says the Spirit of God. Your life, signed, sealed, and delivered by the power of the Spirit. Oh, so don't fight. Don't fight it. Don't resist it. And don't put off till tomorrow that which is available for you today. But jump on into this new place in the Spirit. And jump on in to this new place that I've called you to walk in, this place of authority, this place of a grace, so that you can do your part and you can help many others. And you can speak and you can declare and you can allow the words that he whispers in your ear to shout out your mouth. Oh, from the top of the mountain and it echoing out through the valley, shaking and causing demon spirits to run as in terror. Because the hand of God will use you. The hand of God will use you in a mighty way. Just yield yourself. Yield yourself. Yield yourself. And you're a force to be reckoned with in the Spirit, by the Spirit. In the Spirit and by the Spirit. Be released into this new place. Oh, shamakari piti suramanda. Take a walk with me, says the Spirit of God. Take a walk with me. Oh, and keep walking, and keep walking, and keep walking. Yeah, you've been on a walk, but I'm going to take you on a greater walk. I'll take you on a greater walk. I'll show you things on this walk that you didn't know existed. I'll show things, and I'll reveal my love to you on your behalf, and I'll cause things to be done in and through you. Oh, listen to the words that I speak, and the words that I speak that I tell you to declare, you declare. And we'll see it happen here in this natural world. The collision of two worlds, when two worlds collide. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this greater place, this greater flow of the Spirit. Father, the Spirit of seeing and the Spirit of knowing, even at this age, Father, be quickened in her, in her, and through her. Father, you know, and I even know the weight that she does carry in the Spirit. And Father, that you raising her up. You're raising her up for such a time as this. Her position, her place is secure in you from before the foundation of the world. And Lord, thank you that she gets comfortable with it. Lord, just as we put on clothes and we have to get comfortable, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get comfortable, thank you, Father, that she gets comfortable. She gets comfortable wearing these clothes. Thank you, Father, for it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mashabako shimanatosimini. Handle that. In Jesus' name, and you too, and you too, and you too. He'll show you things, and he'll reveal things to you. The Spirit of seeing, the Spirit of knowing, revelations in the Spirit. Revelations in the Spirit. And you too, and you too. In the name of Jesus, be healed today. Be healed today. Be healed today, mentally and emotionally. Be healed and be free of that. In the name of Jesus, turn it loose. Turn it loose, let it go, and walk with me, says the Spirit of God. Oh, and I'll heal it, and I'll take care of it, and I'll work out the details of it. You keep your focus, and you keep your heart right with me. Oh, soda mashabiti. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for Mama. Thank you, Father, for Mama. Oh, soda baba kasuri shimete. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Sorry. Yes. Yes, yes. By the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. The veil that separates the realm of the Spirit from this natural realm, getting thinner and thinner. Oh, it's like paper thin, kind of like the paper on your Bible. If you look through it, it's almost transparent. It's paper thin. And if you open up your eyes, you can see it. You can see it. You too can see it. And you too, he desires to use. And you too, he desires to reveal and to show things to you by the spirit of seeing and knowing. The dreams and the visions. The dreams and the visions. Oh, a greater flow. I release you into this place, a greater flow of the dreams and the visions. Of the dreams and the visions. The Holy Spirit inspired dreams and the Holy Spirit visions. Visions of the Spirit and both of you, even you, Sunshine, in the name of Jesus, so that you can know and walk out the will of God and the plan of God. The will of God and the plan of God. And oh, what a glorious time it'll be. It will be. It will be. And he'll use you, and he'll lead you, and he'll guide you and use you, and you won't even realize that you're being used sometimes because you'll just think, oh, it's just me. No, and it won't just be you. It'll be by his Spirit. It will be. It will be. Hallelujah. And you too, Mama. In the name of Jesus. Oh, so tell you, be released into this place in the Spirit. Be released into this place, the anointing of God, burden removing, yoke destroying, anointing. The spirit of seeing, the spirit of knowing. Be released, be released, be released, be released. Who did we miss? Stick with me, don't run out the door yet. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, for this new place in the spirit. Oh, makashodabati. Lord, that you speak to my dear sister through dreams and visions. Lord, you reveal things to her in the spirit world. And Father, that which you reveal and that which you speak to her, Lord, that you use her in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. You use her, Lord. Oh, your daughter. Your daughter. Your hand upon your daughter in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The spirit of seeing. The spirit of knowing. These eyes, be opened. These ears, be opened to see and to hear and to know. That the revealing of the Spirit would flow through you in greater measures and greater ways than it has before. I anoint these eyes to see and these ears to hear, Father. Your plan, your purpose, your will. Lead, guide, and direct every step. And use this one. Use this one. Use June, even at this young age. In Jesus' name. Yes, and you too. You too. Be careful. Be mindful. Not allow yourself to get distracted by natural things and physical things. But give attention to that which carries the most weight and which matters the most. And that's the things of the Spirit. Be released into this new place in the Spirit to see and to hear and to know. A new dimension in your prayer life. A new dimension. When you open up your Bible, the words just kind of leap off those pages and they just jump right in your heart. Like, wow, that's what you mean. And the Lord will take that and he'll show you how to use it in your own life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The freedom and the liberty that belongs. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. It's beyond natural. It's supernatural. The plan. It's beyond the natural mind, the comprehension. It's the mind of God. And he'll reveal his mind. He'll show you his mind. Father, I pray. Yeah, that their spirits, that they come into full alignment with who you've created them to be in you. And Lord, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. Father, that they would have supernatural, lifelong encounters with your Spirit in Jesus' name. So that that becomes more real and they become more hungry for that than they do anything else. When they desire spiritual things over natural things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. and you too, in the name of Jesus. Test the spirits. Try the spirits. Look, see, and hear. Look, see, and hear. And what you see and what you hear, oh, just step out and begin to obey. Oh, my debasite pato kushtapatik bane. Oh, trestora pashtapane keba. This place is just not put on reserve for a select few, but it's there for you as well, says the Spirit of God. Tap into it. How can the Lord speak to me and use me? Get religion out of the way. Get all of the years of experiences and things that you've gone through out of the way. And may you step over into this new place in the Spirit for a fresh new encounter and a fresh new walk and a fresh new relationship with the Spirit of God. Oh, thank you, Father, for a revelation of your love, a revelation of who she is, a revelation of who you've called her to be. And Lord, that the words and things that she speaks and the words and things that she declares according to your word and to your will, prophetically by your Spirit, they carry weight and they come to pass and they bear much fruit. Thank you, Father, for it. And so we thank you once again that the power of God is working mightily in this body, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Oh, thank you, Father, every cell, every fiber, even her eyes line up with the word and will of our Father. Thank you, 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 Father. Father, that the spirit of seeing, that the spirit of knowing, of seeing and hearing clearly and accurately in the Spirit and by your Spirit, this new place, this supernatural place, Father, we lay hold of today with our faith. Father, I thank you that Mary steps over into this new place. And those things, Lord, that she's encountered and experienced with you, even in days gone by, Lord, there's a greater place of revelation. There's a greater place of seeing and knowing by your Spirit, in the Spirit, Lord, that she can see and that she can know, and so that she can begin to declare even greater and with greater accuracy, Lord, just as that sniper rifle, Lord, from the heavenly places, our heavenly seat in Christ, not a shotgun, not a bomb, but Lord, this heavenly sniper rifle to see things and to handle things with your Spirit and by your Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the leading, guiding, and directing in that. Be released into that today. Be released. And the both of you to flow into this place, this new place in the Spirit of seeing and the Spirit of knowing, the prophetic realm, the realm of God, that it may come to pass. The things that have already been revealed, oh, we'll build upon that. And I'll show you more things. I'll show you the things that were, and I'll show you the things that are to come. And hook your mouth up with my mouth. Hook your words up with my word. Hook your spirit up with my spirit. Oh, and we'll walk, and you'll see, and you'll know, says the Spirit of God. Spirit of seeing, yes. Spirit of knowing. Be released into that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're having a supernatural year. We're having a supernatural year. And you too. And you too. Learn to handle things. Get out of this because you're brilliant. You're smart. Get out of this. Don't always lean upon this. The Lord's blessed you with it. He's gifted you with it. But get out of this and get over into the arena of the Spirit and begin to handle things in a greater capacity, in a greater way from that realm. And He'll show you things. And He'll reveal things to you. Be released into this place in the Spirit. That the Spirit of seeing, the Spirit of knowing, the will of God, the declaration of the will of God, heaven coming to pass on earth through your words, through your faith, through your actions, and through your prophetic declarations, says the Spirit of God. Your prophetic declarations mean and carry much weight. You declare it prophetically by my Spirit, and I'll see to it personally, says the Spirit of God, that it comes to pass. You declare, you declare, you declare, and I'm the one that'll cause it to be, says the Spirit of God. O sotere mashi. Take a journey. Oh, another journey, another experience, another place. Be released into a new place, into this new place in the Spirit. Oh, Father, the eyes of her understanding being enlightened even further than what they have been. The Spirit of seeing and the Spirit of knowing. and that which is revealed in the secrets. Oh, makasoteshte. That which is revealed in the secret place, Lord, began to be declared and established and firmly rooted and grounded, not just spiritually, but Father, when she hooks her words up with your words, Father, they come to pass. They come to pass even naturally. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. The royal decree of King Jesus himself coming out of your mouth as his daughter. The royal decree. Decree it. Sodamamishimate. And it will be. Ho makati mene. Sodamashtimi. We refuse to rush you, Spirit of God. We refuse to rush you. Oh, walk, he says, the Spirit of God, with your hand in mine. Walk. Place your hand in mine with a greater grasp than you ever have before. Hold on to me like you never have before. Oh, embrace my eyes. My eyes will become your eyes. Embrace my ears, and my ears will become your ears. And I'll reveal things to you. Things that normally get put on reserve, or things that normally have to wait. That have to wait. Oh, makade siro masha mandakan makosipi. That have to wait. Oh, what are the English words for that, Lord? The things that have to wait. Because of the spiritual growth and maturity. Yes, because of the spiritual growth and maturity. Oh, Father, thank you that even now, that you can trust this heart and you can trust this mind to show things and reveal things to him that you normally have to wait to show and reveal. And Father, thank you. We don't have to waste any time or lose any time here. But Father, you redeem the time, the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing, the dreams and the visions. Holy Spirit inspired dreams. Holy Spirit inspired visions as he quietens his heart and quietens his mind. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Wow. Wow. Sho makare posumante. Sho tukushu mamama. Sho makapa pasura minde boko sura mahe. The faithful man shall abound. The faithful man shall flourish, says the Spirit of God. And I declare that you're flourishing spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and even physically. Father, thank you for this new place in the Spirit. Thank you for this new place of revelation, this new place of flowing in the Spirit together with you. And that which you reveal by your Spirit, that which you reveal, Father, sometimes you've shown things by your Spirit, and Georgia said, oh, yeah, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe, no. But there's going to be a greater clarity, and there's going to be a greater understanding. Like, yeah, that's the Spirit of God. A greater assurance, a greater confidence in the name of Jesus. That he can begin to speak out and declare that which you have spoken and declared. And Father, it goes for both. It goes for both. It goes for both. Father, manda mako suto shimantikli. Manda ko suto mashta papa kisidi. So rabati makasti. You too, he's blessed. He's blessed. Yeah, he's blessed. He's blessed. But get out of your head sometimes and into your heart and listen to my Spirit. And that's where you'll hear. And that's where you'll see, and that's where you'll know, and that's where my will will come to pass, says the Spirit of God. Hosabante, be released into this place. Be released into this place in Jesus' name to be used of God mightily in a mighty way. Father, your hand, your Spirit, your hand, your Spirit on this one. Oh, bringing your will to pass in the earth. Come, thy kingdom be done, thy will. Come thy kingdom, be done thy will.
Yes.
Oh, sote kiri manto kushama. Kide shamate. In the name of Jesus, come into this place, you. Come into this place, Cheryl. In Jesus' name, this new place in the Spirit. This new place of seeing. This new place of knowing. Oh, Father, the revelations, the dreams, the visions, the prophetic declarations coming to pass. Oh, quicker than they have before. Quicker than they have before. Oh, just as soon, a lot of times, as the words come across their mouth, the words come across their lips, Father, they come to pass. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Yes, but bam, 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 just like that. Supernaturally and by your Spirit. Thank you, Father, for it. Thank you, Father, for it. For a greater place in prayer. 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 Yeah, you. For a greater place in prayer. For a greater place in prayer. In the Spirit of seeing. In the Spirit of knowing, to know the will and to know the plan of God. Be released into that in Jesus' name. Be released into that. You and Lambert, in the name of Jesus. Oh, by the Spirit, by faith, we lay hands on him as well, even though he couldn't be here physically. Father, we thank you that by the Spirit, be released into this new place of seeing and knowing by your Spirit. Oh, your will being revealed through dreams and visions. Oh, prophetic declarations by your Spirit. Manda koso de bashi mante kete. Oh, bro foto kosod pekishte mante. And as they hook your mind up with your mind, and your mouths with your mouth, and they begin to declare these things, we thank you, Father, that they are established. Thank you, Father, for a strengthening of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. And it's real. And it's real. And you too, you've been blessed up here. Oh, thank God for it. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. But sometimes you need to turn this off in a greater measure and in a greater way and tap into the Spirit and to receive the flow of the Spirit and take a journey with the Spirit of God. Oh, Shamaki Shinte, I see you walking along this path in the Spirit, hand in hand together with the Lord. Oh, and the Lord pointing things out as you go along in this journey. Oh, this is because of that. And I'm going to show you this, and then I want you to speak and declare that. Oh, and as I do, and as I work these things in your heart, and as I work these things in your life, oh, my plan and purpose will come to pass in ever-increasing splendor and ever-increasing glory, says the Spirit of God. And I'll give you things. I've shown you things in times past that you've put up and you've put aside, and they have been for me. Oh, yes, they have. But I'm going to show you more things, and now is the time for you to take some of these things and to write them down. And to write them down in greater ways under the flow of the Spirit, not just out of your intellect, not just out of your head, but under the inspiration and flow of my Spirit working in and through you. In and through you. Write them down, says the Spirit of God. And we'll use them for the kingdom. Thank you, Father. 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 Oh, mahasura mashimina makasura bete. Ho makare pasura mande me deve. Ho makalin ma. Sometimes my legs get like jello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in a new place. Yeah. We're in a new place and we're there together. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sow seed today. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's sow seed today. Herman and Carol will come in a few minutes and they can tell you some of the other things, but I want us to sow seed. If you got your tithe and got your offering, let's do that. Let's get that taken care of. Raise your hand if you need an envelope. Wow. Whew. Hey. Mako soto mama shibanda kide. Wow. Financially flourishing. Financially flourishing. I release you in the name of Jesus into a new place to flourish financially, says the Spirit of God. Learn to cooperate with my Spirit. Learn to sow when I say so. Learn to obey me even in these small things such as finances, and I'll bless you financially in ways that you've never thought before, says the Spirit of God. Oh, I'll bring opportunities your way. Oh, I'll bring opportunities your way. And you'll see this, and then you'll scratch your head and you'll wonder. But no, don't just scratch your head and wonder. Check with my Spirit. And my Spirit will show you whether it's me, whether it's not me, says the Spirit of God. And then you step into it, and I'll lead you, and I'll guide you, and I'll direct you, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 A new place, just as you said, just as you said, just as you said, says the Spirit of God. Now, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, worship you, Master. Worship you. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Sora mama kasuti. I've stepped over into a new place. I ain't going to step out of it. We're going to stay there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.